Weekend Drive is brought to you by Reynolds & Reynolds, the industry leader in automotive technology. To find out more, visit rayray.com.
Welcome to Weekend Drive on this Saturday. Jason Stein here at the 4th Annual Leading Women Conference in Dearborn, Michigan. And look at who I run into. Kimberly Gardner, Vice President and CMO at Mitsubishi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you for being a speaker this year. Thank you for being part of our stage.
My first time here and I'm super excited.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your own path. Now, you've been almost a year as the CMO of Mitsubishi, but your career goes back a lot longer than that.
Well, in fact, I started very young, let's be honest.
And it doesn't even start in automotive.
No. Actually, I started in the environmental field right after college, and then I got into automotive because I really had a love for clean technology, and I wanted to work with a product that made a real impact in people's lives. So automotive seemed like a great fit. And I read about the Prius coming from Toyota many years ago, and I thought, this is for me, and this is an industry I want to be part of.
So you started with Prius, Toyota, Lexus, Scion, right? Mm-hmm. That was the progression, and then on to Kia.
Yeah.
And now Mitsubishi. Tell us about your current role at Mitsubishi and working with Freddy Diaz, who we know well. He's been on this program many times.
Fred is awesome. One of my favorite stories is, I'll never forget, interviewing with him and with our COO, Mark Chaffin. He asked me, so, you know, what are your ideas to dial marketing up to the next level? Our brand really needs a lot of rejuvenation and some re-energy and all that good stuff. And I said, well, you know, there's a whiteboard here. Would you like me to map out my plan? And he's like, well, heck yeah, let's do it. And I thought, you know what? This is somebody that I really want to work for and a company that really wants to do things differently.
And how are they doing things differently?
Well, the other question to ask is actually, what are we not doing differently? Because actually, across marketing, and that's what I'm going to talk about in our session today, brand strategy, all different. We call ourselves now the small batch brand. So really embracing and really getting excited about the fact that we're a small player in a big market. But that means we can be more nimble. We can do things differently. We can take some risks and really, I think, shake things up. So more to come on that. New agency model, bring in new partners to help us really help dealers in some really innovative ways to make sure that they're really spending their marketing dollars in the right places. We know that's really important right now for the industry. A new audience, so brand new target, which we'll talk about over the next several weeks. A new narrative about the brand, like I mentioned before, that I think is really going to put us in a position to be a new kind of challenger out there in the marketplace. Because again, awareness and familiarity, that's really what the brand struggles with. We need to stand out and be different.
So in other words, you're tearing up the playbook and starting over.
Indeed we are. Brand new playbook. So it's an exciting message, I think. It's an exciting time to do this kind of change in the industry.
Going from Toyota to Mitsubishi, some of the opportunities, some of the challenges?
Well, you know, I like to say that I'm coming from larger companies between Toyota, Kia, and now Mitsubishi, but much bigger roles where I can have a lot bigger impact. I honestly think both players have a huge role to play right now. Toyota is obviously a great brand. It's global. It's massive. Great products. But I think on the other side of the equation, our small little brand, we've got four products basically that we offer the marketplace. We're in a great sweet spot for CUVs, but we're not well known. You know, we're kind of off the radar for a lot of folks. And so it's the opposite equation from a Toyota or Honda or a larger player. And I think that means, though, again, we can take more risks. We can try some things and kind of flip the equation about what traditional automotive is all about, which I think is really prime right now, especially when we talk about bringing in new talent and young people into our industry.
Fred's talked to us about wanting to expand the dealer network as well. You're interested in telling your story to potential Mitsubishi dealers.
Yeah.
And what is that story?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to be part of a brand that wants to try things in a different way, that maybe wants to flip the model in some different ways, and we're working on those, and we'll talk more about those over the coming months. But really everything from how you find your customers, how you bring them in the store, the experience that you give them, whether that be in store or out of the store, what that looks like online, what that looks like as an owner, how we communicate, what we say about our brand, really every single touch point can be very different. And I think for dealers that really want to flip the equation and try something new, they know the old model maybe is not quite working like it used to, right? They're struggling too, and profitability is a big issue. So we're very open-minded about how we go to market and how we do things differently, and we're open doors in terms of how we help our dealers, like I said, spend money really wisely and do the right things for a new type of customer and a new type of experience, not so much for the old one anymore.
Greg Euland, Marketing Director at Reynolds & Reynolds, recently sat down with Rick Hendrick, Chairman of Hendrick Automotive. In this exclusive interview, Mr. Hendrick shares his story, challenges he's faced, and what he anticipates changing in the market. Here's an excerpt.
So So what do you tell other dealers if they come to you and they say, how do I turn a store around? What do I do?
You know, it's really all about the people. I don't care what kind of business you're in. We're in the people business. And if you get the right leaders, it makes it a lot easier. People that are trained, people that work as a team, creating the right culture. And you get that part right, the rest of it falls into place.
Well, it takes a little hard work, too.
Yeah, it's hard. And I think if you've done it a long time or you've done it multiple times, you learn from mistakes. My philosophy is you make a mistake one time and you try not to make it again.
To see or hear the full-length interview with Mr. Rick Hendrick, visit reyrey.com/weekenddrive. Once again, that's reyrey.com/weekenddrive.
So we're honored to have you as part of this conference, the fourth one that we've done, as I mentioned, here in Dearborn, almost a 19-year franchise with our leading women network.
We started
in
the industry basically the same time.
Well, we did, yeah. I was 16, right?
Well,
we
were exactly.
What's your message to this group?
I think it's an exciting time for the industry. I've never been more energized. I think we are at a place where we're at a pivotal moment, where we are ripe for momentum. I think that women can play a massive role in that change. And what I like to say to women is really make sure that you have a point of view, you have a story to tell, right? You have some ideas to bring to the table, because I think that's what our industry needs right now as we go through this massive change. In every way, in every shape or form, we need more people at the table. And we need more women in leadership roles like mine. I'm very, very fortunate, and I really want other women who are looking at that and saying, whether they are interested in the industry or they're already in it, to look and say, you can do this too, absolutely. And most importantly, you can make a really massive impact at this pivotal time for the industry itself, which I think is fantastic.
And I know that you have really focused on diversity of thought. Yeah. Being at that table. That's an extension of what you want to see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that one of the things that I get asked a lot is, you know, what's it like to be one of the only women in the room when we're in board meetings and things like that? The reality is I don't think about it that way. What I'm most focused on is how do I bring something unique in terms of an idea to solve a problem, right? Profitability is an issue. There's typical ways of solving it. How can we solve it differently? And I think what we're challenged with now is we've got a lot of like-minded thinking. Right? And we need new thinking to solve new problems. That's just going to be a natural kind of course of business. And so we do need new people. We need more diverse thinking at the table across the board.
And you're a thinker. You spend a lot of time thinking about things.
Yes, too much time.
You shared with me privately your desire for different types of podcasts.
Yes.
The fact that you've never met a nonfiction book that you didn't like.
No. And I can't read fiction. I think I confess that as well. So I know my mother is very distraught over this. So every year at Christmas time, she sends me some sort of a fiction book, hoping that this will be the moment. Hasn't happened yet in about the last 20 years. So I'm just a thinker. What keeps me up at night is how do I solve problems? And I think solving problems with ideas from outside of your world, from outside of our industry, for example, is so much more helpful. So that's
What's on your nightstand right now?
Oh, a bit of everything. Turning Point, looking at data stories, so how to tell better stories using data. The Influential Mind, so how to get in the consumer's mind in a different way and what's it really going to take to change their mind to do things in a different way from a more of a psychology and sociology standpoint.
Well, hoping to make a turning point at Mitsubishi. Kimberly Gardner, thank you so much for being on Weekend Drive. Thanks for being with us at our Leading Women Conference.
Thank you so much, Jason. Pleasure.
Wonderful. And we'll see you next Saturday right here.